gosh, it seems like at least from the final score, you're 10 seconds behind them through two games.
Yeah. You know, it's frustrating, and quite honestly, it's not just them. I mean, obviously, you know, we had a chance at the buzzer up there to tie, and, you know, we had the possession with 4.5 to go to tie here. But there, you know, there's been a bunch of other games like that for us, and it's not easy. It's discouraging. Yeah, we're going to have to find a way. We're going to have to fight through it and find a way to not stub our own toe. And, you know, when you look, and statistics aren't everything, but when you look at the statistics and you look at the 12 turnovers in the first half, and then you look at the missed free throws, you know, of our guys who are usually very reliable free throw shooters, you know, that's... you can pretty much sum it up. So that's a difference in the game. You know, we played hard. I thought we did a decent job defensively, and we had breakdowns. But I mean, we held them to 34. I mean, that's not terrible. But you know, they made, and they being, you know, oftentimes, and obviously Olivero is a terrific clutch player, and he's been the guy that's hurt us over, you know, his entire career. But, you know, there was a stretch there, and I don't know how much time was left, but when Olivero was on the bench with 4, I think Anderson was on the bench, and we had a 5 or 6 point lead, and they got a couple buckets from their substitutes or from the guys that don't normally score, you know, and they got big buckets and big contributions by those guys, and, you know, that was at least a chance for us to, you know, while their big gun was on the bench, that was at least a chance for us to maybe extend that lead a little bit, and yet we weren't able to do that.
They get to the line 29 times, you guys only get to the line 10 times. That disparity really hurt tonight?
Yes. The Patriot League has a rule about commenting on officiating, so I'm going to abide by that rule.
Pretty obvious at the end of the game that you weren't real happy with what happened at the end.
Yeah.
Talk about the last possession. What was the play that you had drawn up there? And obviously, it rumbled it a little.
Yeah, it wasn't a play as much as it is a kind of a late game action where we just go, we put the ball in our point guard's hands, and he has 2 or 3 options, you know, trying to get the ball down the court as quickly as possible. You know, he just mishandled it, he bobbled it, and we didn't have any time left.
Were you looking for a 3 to win there, or just anything?
No, best shot available. I would have probably personally have liked to see Mercer just take it and try to, you know, get to the, I mean, he had a full head of steam, you know, but he chose, and you know, that's one of the options to put back. So
you mentioned the disparity in the stats. You look, you out rebound them, you know, shoot almost double what they do.
That's why statistics can be deceiving. You know, sometimes you know, you can seemingly be outplayed in a lot of areas, but if you play smart and you don't beat yourself, and you know, that's a thing that, you know, we've been beating that drum for a while now. It's just not beating ourselves. And you know, when you look at the missed free throws, you look at the turnovers.
Another change in the starting lineup. I think it's about 8 different starting lineups you've had this season. And still, at this point in the season, when you're still searching for the combination, is that...
Well, no, basically, we've kind of, I guess, given up on finding the lineup. You know, no one really has asserted themselves at the 4 spot and really, you know, made it convincing that this is the guys that we want to go. So what we've, you know, we've addressed it with the team and we'll continue to do is... based on how guys practice and based on anticipated matchups. You know, basically, four guys are going to be pretty consistent. You know, that fifth guy, you know, we may, you know, continue. We certainly haven't. I haven't thought about Bucknell yet, but, you know, it very well could be another change. You know, but what we've basically told the guys is, you know, everybody needs to be prepared, and, you know, you may start one game, but that really... whether you start or not start really is kind of irrelevant. You know, it's the contribution that you make. Sekou has started and done a nice job for us, but, you know, Sekou only played 9 minutes tonight. And again, it was because of matchups. You know, we felt like the defensive matchups that we would want. We want a new Dre in the game, and Arvidas for his offense. And that Sekou wasn't a great matchup for Brian White. You know, just on the offensive boards, Brian is just so strong. So, you know, we went with that to start, but we kind of got away from it pretty quickly.
Nichols and Jabunda didn't play at all. Gilmore got 2 minutes. Why aren't you giving them more of a look on the court?
Going back, there's really not anybody beyond, certain guys. Arvidas is a guy that I think certainly has earned the minutes and everything, but he and I talked. He did start the one game, and he said he was probably more comfortable coming off the bench, so that's why we moved him back into that role. The other guys, quite honestly, they get their chance every day in practice to show what they can do and make the contribution, and the guys that we think are the best ones for each particular game are going to are the ones that are going to get the opportunity. It's way too late in the season for us to be, trying to bring guys along. That ship is sailing. So it's kind of put up or shut up time right now for all of us.
Mercer took a lot more shots than he usually does to let the team in shots attempted. Is it a matchup thing or what?
Well, I think it's at least a byproduct of how Lehigh defended this. I mean, they didn't really, get up on him real hard. They do a great job of swarming the ball when it's in the post. They really show out hard on any kind of stagger screens or down screens, and so that made it difficult for Ingram or A.T. Tavishis to get any great looks. So by virtue of how they played, I think Mercer had some looks and was able to get some driving lanes to the basket.
You brought up Bucknell, and how are they different now with Donald Brown out and Master Polo in the lineup?
I don't know exactly. Not having seen that tape, how they played. I don't know if they played zone or if they played man, or they were doing the same kind of combination that they had been doing before. Obviously, they are bigger, physically bigger, not as athletic, probably more physical. And I would guess more from an offensive standpoint, more patterned. But we won't really know that until we've been able to break down the film and take a look at it tomorrow. One thing that wasn't lost on us was seeing the score and seeing the fact that they had put up 78 points against Navy. That's a lot of points. It's been a while, I think, since they scored that many points. So, it'll be interesting looking at the film and seeing, kind of what they did, to get that point total. Did they run more? Did they, I don't know. Yeah.
You've seen both of them, Brown and Master Polo, over the last couple of years. And, Billy Lang made the point. He said, he's a guy who started on two NCAA teams, Master Polo. So do you think they lose a whole lot with Brown out?
Well, they lose a whole lot in terms of Donald Brown as a terrific player having an outstanding year. But when you have a player as seasoned, and I think how much I admire the way Master Polo plays. I mean, he's going to give them some great contributions. It's just in different ways. That's why, the way they play may be different, but that's something that we're going to have to take a look at. But, losing Donald Brown, you can't just say, oh, well, we'll just plug somebody else in because he's so athletic and he does things that nobody else in the league does. But at the same time, Master Polo is just so smart and is so solid in so many areas.
I guess one last question. You only took 7 three-pointers in this game. Is that something that you intentionally have to shy away from?
No. Again, it's Lehigh, the way they play. The sets that we run that end up, getting, threes at times, they trailed real hard. They put a lot of pressure there. What we call show on defense with their big guys. And so there weren't many looks. And when we did catch it, Neptune, Olivero, all the perimeter defenders really attacked our guys and forced them to put the ball on the floor. there just weren't many looks, open or otherwise, from beyond the three-point line.
Thanks, Jeff. Sure.